Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us. Boy, I'll tell you, we've been working hard this week, putting together some fantastic tips and tricks and ideas that we're going to share with you while you're with us here on the radio show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and you are at the right place for the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you'll find anywhere. Hey, coming up this hour, we're going to be talking about frost on the inside of a window and door. You thought you were cold? Wait till you hear this story. Also, new organization ideas for your workshop and garage. Drainage issues. Boy, we've had a lot of rain in a lot of different areas of the country. People are discovering that maybe that minor drainage problem is a little bit worse than what they thought. Also, one of the worst things and worst repairs I've ever done is repairing a water line under a concrete slab. What do you do there? Joe, what about that simple solution coming up? Give us just a little idea what we might find.
All right, Danny, I've been doing some interior painting lately, so I thought I'd share an interior painting tip on conditioning a new paint roller, which is something most people do not do prior to applying the paint. And if you do this simple solutions, the paint will come out much, much better.
See, that's one of those things that all the pros do, and you might not ever realize what a great thing that can be to really help you have that professional-looking paint job. You know what? We want to hear from you because that's what we do. We want to help you with any challenge that you may have around your home. A lot of people love to send us emails, and we certainly love to get them. You can send us one right now by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask or pick up the phone and call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Today's Homeowner hotline number is 800-946-4420. Of course, we love to get messages and engagement with you through Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram. We always are appreciative of those, and we do our very best every week to answer as many calls as we possibly can. Joe, just hearing things occasionally on the news a few days ago talking about banning gas stoves throughout the country. Of course,
I've heard that. Having a gas stove, that caught my attention.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen, of course, the banning it, but they're really starting to regulate because apparently they have some medical proof that it is causing some big problems with children's asthma conditions. Uh-huh. So, you know, you can never rest. I mean, you know, almost every week something they're questioning whether or not it's healthy. So we'll keep monitoring that as far as the gas and what's happening with all of that. You know, I imagine by now, this 3 weeks into the new year, a lot of people are going, man, I really stuck to those resolutions and I've really started really working on my house and doing a few things. Others may need a little nudge. You know how it is every year. And you and I have always been on the same page of, let's just don't make some big proclamation. Let's try to keep those resolutions going all year long.
Well, I remember last year we were talking about resolutions. I did a little research and found out that by, I think the date was January 14th or 15th, most people already given up on it. They didn't even get through the first month. Within 2 weeks, it's like, well, maybe I'll be working out once a week instead of three times a week. And then I guess by the middle of the month, they've given up altogether. But yeah, I mean, resolutions, you and I have both, I think, are similar in that if there's something we want to do, you know, we're just going to do it. You know, we're not going to decide we're going to wait till January 1st to do something. So because what's the point? And the same thing with home improvement. I mean, if you're going to start on something, and I've procrastinated on some projects, but I keep pushing through. And, you know, how many months did I talk about that bay window I was putting in? And I finally trimmed it out and it's finally done. But once it's done, I tell everybody this. If you're doing a remodeling project at your house, it's going to take longer than you could possibly imagine. It's going to cost more. But once it's done, all those memories disappear almost immediately.
That's right. That's right.
Right? Almost immediately.
But if the quality, and you rush through it, and the quality's not there, and you've got a leaky bay window, or you drive up, and you go, oh, man, I wish I'd have moved that thing over 2 inches. That's what stays with you. The little challenge sometimes, though it is a kind of a tough road sometimes, to get a project done, you'll forget about that because you'll really enjoy. And that's the way it is pretty much with any project at all. Now, speaking of projects, you know, we always talk about kitchens. And of course, kitchens are one of the things. And, you know, during the first part of the year, they usually do announce a few surveys here and there. I found one from Howes that said a few things here. I was not completely surprised at, but and of course, I'm going to the kitchen and bath industry show soon. I'll hear really all of the national trends there. But people are looking, 92% of the people that are planning kitchen remodeling are looking for some real eco-friendly features. So, you know, things like the more energy-saving appliances, LED lights. Of course, if they have a window when they're remodeling your kitchen, a lot of times that's a great time to go ahead and change out that window if you want to. And also fixtures that save money. Again, not a surprise, but that awareness and that 92% of people are conscious of that, I'd say that's a lot of progress we've made over the years.
Yeah, they're saying eco-friendly, but every one of these, whether it's energy-saving appliances, LED lights, more efficient windows, conserving water, it's really saving money too. And that might be the driving factor here. Even a minor kitchen renovation shot up 40%, and the cost shot up into $14,000. So you're talking about, this is a minor kitchen. This isn't replacing all the cabinets and countertops, and you're at $14,000. And if you want to replace the appliances and cabinets and counters, it jumps to a median price of $45,000. So we're talking about a serious amount of money that, you know, many homeowners probably have to take out a loan, you know, a home equity loan or something else to pay for these. So yeah, so while they're eco-friendly, they're also saving money, which is a great type of project to save money on, because there are so many facets to a kitchen, right? It's not just one thing you're doing. You're changing maybe 10 different things.
Yeah, one of the things, though, of course, is it is a little more complicated in the supply and demand issues in making sure that you line everything up. I know you want to get in there and start tearing those cabinets out. Make sure you have something to replace it, particularly appliances or something that's still taking a long, long time to be able to get your hands on those. Another thing that's still fairly popular are the open floor plans. They're talking about in this that 40% of the homeowners that are going to renovate their kitchens are still opting for cook spaces that are open to the rest of the interior. And that's up 38% over the previous year. So that idea of opening up the space, still a very strong trend. And like I've said many times in all of the hundreds of projects I've done over the years, Joe, I really think I've torn down more walls than I've actually built.
Yeah, I think I'm not even sure why some people still prefer an enclosed kitchen. I think the biggest reasons are they want to hide the mess and the and all the goings on from their guests or from the rest of the house, but a vast majority of people want that open. Now, the only advantage that I can think of enclosing it is when you put up that wall, of course, you have another wall to hang cabinets or put in a counter or whatever else you need to put in. So if you have a kitchen that's enclosed and you're tearing down a wall that has cabinets on it, take that into account, because those cabinets are going as well. I guess if you make it a peninsula, then, you know, you can have the bottom cabinets at least.
Mm-hmm. And also when you talk about the outside finish of cabinets, what are most people choosing? Well, white is still the dominant choice by 40%.
That's surprising, I thought.
Yeah, it is. It is. But the thing about it is, just like in Chelsea's recently remodeled kitchen, which turned out fantastic, she used one color over here and one color over there. And when you first see it, you go, oh, man, somebody made a mistake here. And
Danny must have been involved.
And then you kind of look at it a little bit and go, okay, I get it. You know, you want to separate that a little bit. It's like the trend that started many years ago of making a statement with your island cabinet and painting completely different color. You know, like blue. Blue represents 24% of those people that are choosing to do something different with their kitchen island. And gray, which was really big for a long time, was 15% of those. And so conservative people most of the time just want everything the same. And it's your kitchen, your personality.
That's
it's
right.
The hub of family life. Make it look just like you want it to look. Think about resale. Also think about the efficiency and the importance of that kitchen triangle and all of those little design factors. You want it to look good, but more than anything, you want it to function very, very well. With just a few little stats from the recent Howell survey, a lot more of that to come as I return from the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show in a few weeks. I'll be able to share with you a few other things that I've heard out there. But right now, we're rolling up our sleeves, getting ready for a great Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where we're going to share with you some information I guarantee you can use at your house. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image Search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store Mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers it all like the SoftSpa electronic bidet toilet seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
We're so proud to be on some amazing radio stations all over this great country, over 350 of them, including WKWY 102.7 FM in Tompkinsville, Kentucky. Hello to everybody there in that neck of the woods, and we want to hear from you to help you out with any challenge you might be having around your house. Just head over to todayshomeowner.com/ask and send us an email anytime, or you can pick up the phone on the Today's Homeowner hotline, 800-946-4420. That's exactly what Julie did, calling in from a very cold Wyoming. Julie, welcome to the show. Glad we got you inside, warmed up a little bit. Tell us what's going on there around your house.
Hi. Well, during this last cold snap, we had around negative 36 below actual temperature.
Wow.
And during that time, I noticed my windows. This is a brand new house we're in. I noticed my windows and doors were freezing up on the inside. And the windows we went with were a good quality, you know, brand name. And I was surprised. I didn't think I would be seeing that.
Oh, I'm surprised, too. And I see the pictures that you sent, Julie. And that's pretty amazing. And it's even more amazing that you say that it's a new house, because one of the things that we would suspect here is some, you know, obsolete doors or windows, you know, that are just kind of worn out, has too much air infiltration, that kind of thing. But Joe, looking at the pictures, and you're the frost expert there. You've been living there in that kind of environment your whole life. What do you think Julie should do here? What's she facing?
Yeah, Julie, I live in New England. Doesn't quite get to 30 below, 36 below. That's really extreme. But actually, I'm not surprised, because it is a new house, because new houses are so energy efficient, and the windows are so energy efficient, and the doors and everything else, that an older house or a house that might not be built as energy efficient as yours, some of that humidity inside would escape. Now, that's terrible for your energy efficiency of your home, but it does prevent the condensation from forming on the inside. And it's just moist indoor air hitting a cold surface, so it becomes condensation. And in extreme cases like yours, where the temperature drops below freezing, that condensation can freeze. Now you have ice on the inside of your house. All right, so what causes the indoor air to be so moist? Why is the humidity so high inside your house? Could be several reasons. If you have a humidifier, it might be set on too high. If you're not using an exhaust vent fan after showering, if you're boiling lots of water and that's releasing vapor into the air. People have said if you have a lot of house plants, they're always emitting vapor. If there are a lot of people in the house, a single adult, I remember researching this, a single adult breathes out 1.5 to 2 liters of moisture every day. So all that moisture's got to go somewhere, right? So if you have a really energy efficient house, as you probably do, since it's built in Wyoming and it's relatively new, it's probably not breathing very much. And I say, okay, so now what do you do? Typically, the solution is ventilation and insulation. And in extreme cases, you'd have to install a dehumidifier, a whole house dehumidifier. So I assume your house is probably pretty well insulated, but maybe not ventilating as much. The first thing you need to do, I think, and would be the least expensive, is to make sure you're venting any moisture, you know, running your stove has a vent hood, I assume. Do you know that if that vents to the outside?
It doesn't.
There's one part. There's one part, right?
That's something we didn't get done.
Okay. Well, that's it. Now, there's never really one thing. Like, it's not just boiling water is causing all this problem. It might be causing one problem in one room, but if you add up 3 or 4 of these little things, you know, end up with the situation you have, which is condensation on all on many windows and doors. You know, you'd have to exhaust that. I assume you have vent fans in your bathrooms that exhaust to the outside, so you want to confirm that.
We do, yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody's building a house and just letting it dump that that moisture into the attic. So,
but one question we do
Sure.
We have a full basement, and it's pretty much unfinished. And there is, for future, there is a space that was left open to the ground. The rest is cemented, but there's probably a 4 foot by 5 foot area that's open to the ground.
So you're talking about the floor? The floor is just dirt?
Yes. Yeah, just in a spot.
I wonder why a 4 by 5 foot area would just be dirt. But in any case, yeah, moisture is going to be coming up out of there. I'm not, again, it only takes a few of these little things. That in and of itself wouldn't be causing these problems, but it might be adding to it. There's certainly no reason. I would just cover it with plastic at this point.
Okay.
Get some heavy plastic, maybe even 2 sheets, cover that entire area, tape it down to the walls and to the floor, the concrete floor adjacent to it, and that will certainly help.
And another thing that we always recommend is a very simple hygrometer. I mentioned this so many times on the show. I think people must think I'm invested in the in this category, but it's just a very simple little digital device. It'll tell you exactly what the percentage of relative humidity you have in your home. That kind of takes the guesswork away from it, because if it's over 50%, that's definitely the problem and can cause a lot of issues with mold and mildew and other situations there. So I would get a hygrometer and check that out. That'll take the guesswork away from you.
Okay, great. Well, usually in Wyoming, it's pretty dry, but I will have to pick up one of those and see where we're at.
Yeah, you might be really surprised when you walk around your house with that hygrometer. And it will, like Danny said, it will target areas. One area might be 40%, and then you go into another area and suddenly it's 60. And I was like, well, now we know where the trouble is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Well, Julie, thanks so much for being with us here on today's Homeowner Radio. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope things warm up a little bit for you there. Okay. You take care. Yeah, that's a lot to deal with, and I think you pinpointed it between several little sources like that. Then it's trapping that hot, moist air in that house,
and that's
why you got to have that ventilation. Let's go to the email stack real quick here. You can send us one anytime at todayshomeowner.com/ask. This came in from California. Barry asked, we have a steep driveway that slopes down from the road toward our backyard. After a heavy rainstorm, water runs down the driveway and floods my yard. It's now a soggy, muddy mess back there. What can I do to keep this from happening? And he asked, should I install a French drain? Well, French drains, as I've mentioned many times over the years, is such a misused term so many times. Drain, yes. French drain, probably not. Because a French drain is more for slow, passive type of drainage. It's underground. It's got gravel around it. Water comes to that point, drops down in the pipe, and moves to a safe location. But when you have something like this, when you're talking about a heavy rainstorm, you got to have something that can really handle that. And normally that comes with what's called a trench drain. And a trench drain is much like it, the name says, is just a little trough. You see them a lot of times on a smaller version around swimming pools to route the water away from the swimming pool surface. But when you're talking about landscape issues like that, you may step up to one that's 6 inches wide, 6 or 12 inches deep, and has a little grate over the top. It's usually painted green to try to blend in. And you can put that in the end at the end of your driveway. When that water's coming down, it catches it and quickly moves it to a safe place where you won't have erosion and you won't have it contributing additional water to your backyard. But those kind of things, Joe, we sure do hear about that a lot. And there's always a landscape company in town that kind of specializes in drainage. And boy, they have some great tricks up their sleeves.
Yeah, the rule to remember is a French drain is used for when water is pooling on a surface. But when water is running off a hardscape, meaning a driveway, as in Mary's case, or a road or a patio or anything like that, then you need a trench drain, which is also called a channel drain in some parts of the country, by the way. So if you go looking for a trench drain and you don't see anything, try channel drain. Sometimes it's called that as well.
All right, Kay, coming up, we're going to be talking about an organizational system that can help you a lot get organized. A lot of people think about that during this time of the year. Even my wife is organizing closets, Joe. It's quite the phenomenon around here. Yeah.
Yeah. The question is she organizing her closets or your closets? Because the last time my wife organized my closet, I had to go shopping because half my clothes were gone.
Well, this is, you know, some other storage in the house, which means the organization is a result of, here's all your stuff that was in that closet here. You need to do something with it. So it complicates things elsewhere. Hey, we're going to take a short break here on today's Homeowner Radio. And when we come back, we've got a lot of information to share with you and a lot more problems people are having because it's so cold in different areas of the country. We're going to help them out when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio.
Welcome back to today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. You know, the difficult thing about having a lot of tools is keeping up with them. Some people have a great organizational systems for their garage or shop, but that goes out the window when they need their tools somewhere else. A good truck box is handy, but who wants to walk to the truck every time you need a tool? So Rigid recognized that and designed the 2.0 gear system to keep your gear organized wherever you go. In a shop, you can install the system wall hanging mounts on 16-inch centered studs and hang each box directly on the wall, saving you a lot of space there. When you leave the shop, a padlock keeps the tools you have nice and safe, and a water and dust seal keeps them clean and dry. Inside, integrated organizers keep small parts at hand, and removable utility trays are perfect solution for bringing only the tools you need to your job site. Whether you're working as a pro or whether you're just doing a few do-it-yourself projects around the house, this Rigid 2.0 Pro Gear System 22-inch long toolbox is available at Home Depot. Check it out at homedepot.com. It's always a good thing to do during this time of the year. Get a little organized, and that makes all those projects go a lot better. We were doing some taping out on one of Chelsea's, at Chelsea's house this week.
Right.
And I started seeing all kinds of tools that really looked familiar, but she dug in her heels and said it was hers that she bought them. I said, yeah, you bought them on my credit card. No, I bought them on my own. So, hey, let's go right back to the today's homeowner hotline. You can call us anytime, 800-946-4420. We have Jay on the line. Jay, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on around your house there.
Hey, Danny and Joe. I thought I'd give you a call about a problem I'm having. It's a little weird. I seem to be having condensation that's forming in the metal dryer vent. It's causing water to drip back into the dryer. And the vent's about, I don't know, 20 feet long or so, and it exhausts up to the outdoors. I think the condensation may be coming from human air in the attic, but I'm really not sure how to deal with this. What do you guys think?
Anytime you have a vent, particularly a dryer vent, exhaust vent, anything, the shorter path to the outside, the better. And without a doubt, that dryer vent has to be going to the outside. Now, if it's running vertically, that's a lot of work for that thing to push it even 5 feet, much less 20 feet. So, Jay, it comes from the back of your dryer. It goes straight up.
Yeah, it goes up. But I'm just kind of thinking about where it's positioned. You know, is there a way I could possibly, you know, reroute it so that it's not vertical and not as long? That could be a thought.
And does the vent go all the way to the outside, go pass through the attic to the outside of the house?
That is correct, yes.
Well, that's good. I'll tell you what I did at a house I had before. I had a heck of a problem with the dryer vent. Originally, it was put under the slab, and it was about 35 or 40 feet away, and it just would not dry clothes ever. So I made it vertical, and it helped a little bit. But when I put an inline booster fan, I'm telling you, it was a game changer. It immediately reduced the running time of the dryer by 50%. Now, you know that equates to a lot of money. So you could put this just right in the attic. Just cut your vent there, and it goes on the bottom, and the other one goes on the top. You wire it up, and it automatically comes on and boosts the exhaust anytime your dryer turns on. So it's just very, very simple to install. Not that expensive to buy the unit. And I guarantee you, it works amazingly well.
Oh, that's a great idea. And it's specifically designed for this purpose.
Exactly. It's an inline dryer vent booster, and a lot of different brand names out there. But I was a big fan of it, because a lot of people have problems and they put up with them, and there's just, you know, it just is not necessary. You don't have to put up with. Another thing about vertical venting, you'll have a lot more of a chance of lint accumulating in that vent, which is a pretty dangerous fire hazard as well. But I would Google that and see, you know, what you have around there, and probably an air conditioning company or a plumbing company would be able to install it if you don't want to, you know, get involved in it and have to have an electrician to find a little bit of wiring in there. But I guarantee it works very, very well.
All right, Danny, that's great advice, man. I didn't even know they existed, so I'm going to check it out. Thank you.
Hey, Jay, I just want to add one other thing. The reason that, as Danny said, this is a relatively common problem with dryer vents that are long, and yours is pretty long at 20 feet, what happens is the hot, moist air leaving the dryer cools off before it gets to the end of that duct. Uh-huh. That's what creates a condensation. The other thing you do is insulate the duct. Get some really good insulation as much as you can and insulate that duct and see if that keeps that warm air warm till at least can get to the end of that run and get out of the house. But if that doesn't work, then absolutely the booster fan's the way to go.
Yeah, great. Okay, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right, Jay, we appreciate it, and hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah, that's one of the things. You know, there's so many little products that are out there. That's one of the advantages that we find when we go to these trade shows. You know, we're
right.
You know, as you know, Joe, the International Builder Show used to be a gigantic show, and the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show was pretty big. The National Hardware Show is legendary, been around for many, many years. Now they're putting all three of these shows together, and of course all of the trade shows are ending up in Las Vegas there. They can handle such a large crowd, and it's going to be very interesting. First of all, it's cool because you see all these different things that are being introduced. Many of them have been introduced at this show, but not to the general public yet. So a little bit of a crystal ball feel there when you get in there and see some of the things. And I particularly love the innovation area where, you know, you have one little secluded area, no cameras are allowed in there. And
right,
you basically kind of do a quick little tour, and you have people kind of watching you so that you're not over there taking pictures and measuring someone else's inventions. But it says some clever minds out there. And this time, this pandemic, and this time that people have had, you know, where they've kind of had a little more time on their hands, hopefully that's going to really result in a lot of new products that we'll be able to see.
Yeah, and the great thing is you see it all under one roof, one rather large roof, of course. You walk for days, but you do get to see it all in one roof, where before we used to have to leave home and go to three different conventions and three different times of the year. I actually remember when there was, in Chicago, there was a hardware show. There was also called a home center show.
That's right. I remember that.
Just things covered in home centers. That's when home centers were relatively new, of course.
All right. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to take a short little break, and when we come back, we're going to give you some things give you some ideas on how you can really make a big difference on your kitchen cabinets. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips. Call anytime, 800-946-4420. 800-946-4420.
When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com. If you're looking for a simple, inexpensive way to upgrade your kitchen, try the new Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deitch Coatings. It's an easy four-step process that you can do yourself to give your counters authentic granite elegance in just a weekend. And because it's formulated with real stone, this revolutionary product resists stains, heat, and impact to deliver a high-end appearance with smooth richness that rivals a professional granite installation at a fraction of the cost. Find Luxrock online at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Take today's homeowner with you wherever you go with our popular podcast channel. Listen to our daily tips for today's homeowner. Get answers to your most common questions with our Ask Danny podcast. Or catch up on past episodes of the Today's Homeowner radio show. They're all designed to help you find solutions that work for your home. And they're available on demand on our Today's Homeowner podcast channel. Just search Today's Homeowner podcast on your favorite app and listen today.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Have you signed up for the Today's Homeowner e-newsletter? We'll send it to you free of charge each and every week. The latest information, seasonal things you need to think about, and a few ways that you can really save money around your home. Again, it's completely free, and to get it coming to your inbox each week, all you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/newsletters. We also want to encourage you to give us a call here on the Today's Homeowner Hotline, 800-946-4420. That's what Mildred did from New York. Mildred, welcome to the show, and tell us about these cabinets that you're thinking about in this renovation.
Oh, hi, Danny. Yeah, we're renovating our kitchen. You know, it's expensive, and the budget doesn't really allow for new cabinets. So we're kind of thinking of refinishing them by sanding, you know, maybe repainting. But then, I don't know, I heard about maybe refacing the cabinets, and I was just curious what the difference is between refinishing and refacing, and which one would you recommend?
Well, you know, we did a show a few years ago where we featured a company, a kind of a franchise company, that resurfaced the cabinets, and the before and after picture looked tremendous. I mean, it took a really beat-up cabinet and made a big difference on it. However, when I found out how much it cost, I started questioning, that's not a whole lot of difference between that and brand-new cabinets. So that's the only thing that a concern I have is it is expensive, and when you put the thin veneer over the wood, you know, cabinets in a kitchen get a lot of abuse, and I can't help but think that at some point there might be a little bit of chipping of that veneer that could possibly take place. And Joe, I haven't really read anything negative about refacing,
right,
other than it costs more than most people think.
Yeah, refacing for people, Mildred, the main difference is that refinishing involves, as you know, removing the existing cabinet doors and drawer faces, then sanding or stripping off the finish. And then you have an option of applying a new finish, either paint or stain. A lot of people are taking off the paint and putting new paint, or taking off the paint and to bare wooden and staining it. And you do that to all the doors and drawer faces, and then the cabinets themselves. But with refacing, you know, you basically are removing the old doors and drawer faces, and you're replacing them with brand new ones. What that means, though, as Danny said, you have to then do something with the cabinets. So you have to either veneer them and stain them or paint them to match the new components, which is why it's more expensive, because you're buying all these new products instead of just reusing what you have. I'm not sure if you're talking about DIY project here or hiring a pro, but unless you're a pretty experienced DIY, or refacing is probably a job you should hire a pro for. because there are a lot of components and you ought to size them exactly right. Refinishing, and Danny's the guy to have asked this question, because how many kitchens have you refinished and replaced, Danny?
Lots and dozens and hundreds,
right? So I mean, if you're comfortable with refinishing yourself and the cabinets, of course, are in good shape, meaning the doors aren't all cracked and split or something, I would try refinishing them. You can always reface them at some point. So I think I would consider refinishing. Go to todayshomeowner.com. You find lots of videos and instruction on how to do that safely and easily. It's certainly a lot cheaper, Mildred, than replacing them all or even refacing.
And I think you'll be surprised at what a difference it makes in your kitchen. And at least it buys you a few years if you then decide to redo all of the cabinets or go for the refacing. Either way, doing this, it doesn't cost you a lot of money. It's a little step-by-step that you go through, and it'll make you feel a lot better about that kitchen for a while.
Well, it really needs it, so I'm motivated now. Thank you so much.
Good. Our pleasure. Thanks so much for being with us, Mildred.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Bye.
Hey, going to the email stack here and see if we can. We're going to try to get as many of these in as we can. This came in from Ryan in Ohio. Hi, Danny and Joe. We recently bought a house and were in the process of changing the flooring when we found water underneath the old tile. There appears to be a leak under the slab. Where do I turn from here? And who do I even call? Well, I tell you, you know, I'd get on the phone to a number of plumbers and just you'll find one that has done a lot of these projects. You may also get a recommendation on a leak detection service. These are companies that go out with these very, very sensitive listening devices that they put along the slab, and they can hear that water sizzling. They also have infrared type of instruments and so forth, so that they can tie that area down exactly where the leak is. But then the fun starts, Joe.
Yeah. Finding the leak's one thing. Yeah, what they often do, Danny, is they pump air through the lines. And with these specialized listening devices that Danny mentioned, they actually hear the air shooting through the pipe. But okay, so now we know where the leak is. Now what? How do you get to it? Well, there's no clean or silent way to do that. You basically have to chop it out, chop out the concrete. And, you know, they have saws and tools that can actually do that. But there's no other solution. They have to cut it out and then make the repair. And if you're lucky, you only have one section that's leaking.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Because a lot of times if you have, and hopefully it's not a breakdown or a deficiency in the piping, which can happen.
Yeah.
And also some of the water can be very corrosive. So hopefully what you'll find is something very, very simple and very isolated and something that won't reoccur. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. When we come back, it's simple solution time. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear this one. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
Keep the bugs out and let the fresh air in with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a quick, affordable solution for outdoor living spaces. The durable mesh is easily installed and can be attached to the inside or the outside of your existing door frame with no tools needed. It works on single or sliding doors, and the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Learn more about Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door at duckbrand.com.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Got a project? Tight bond sealants are the toughest in the industry, trusted by builders and contractors for reliability and durability. Our weather-resistant formulas stand up to extreme conditions. With extensive color matching availability and exceptional adhesion, they're versatile for any exterior use. No matter the job, count on high performance for best-in-class results. Tight bond sealants, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. how doers get more done.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Every week we bring you a simple solution. Joe has done a fantastic job over the last 20 plus years putting together these great little nuggets of information. Joe, what do you have for us on this hour?
Well, thank you, Danny. This has to do with interior painting, which I think a lot of people are doing. In fact, I've got two rooms that I painted recently. And this tip is what to do before using a brand new paint roller. It's important to condition the roller so that it will spread paint evenly and smoothly. Because if you take a brand new roller sleeve, just pull it out of the package, put it on the roller frame and start rolling, the roller is so dry, it takes a while for it to soak up enough paint that it can then apply the paint. Because the first few rolls, the roller itself is just too dry. So here's what you do. Get a plant mister, some kind of little bottle with a sprayer on the end. Fill it with water. You put the sleeve on the roller frame. You spin it and you spray it with some water. And spin it and spray it again. You want to get it, not sopping wet, but you want it pretty wet. And then dry spin it by hand just to remove any excess water. And what that does is it'll hydrate those fibers so that they then can accept the paint more readily. Then you can just start painting, and what you'll find is the dampened sleeve will immediately start applying the paint. You won't get that kind of dry, splotchy bit of paint on the wall, and you won't be waiting for those fibers to eventually accept the paint.
And you know, if you buy a good quality paint roller, which I would strongly recommend, and you clean it quickly as soon as you finish, of course, the conditioning actually helps, I think, the cleaning part of it.
Because that's right.
It keeps that paint from getting so deep into it. It allows it to flow very well. It's a great tip. And again, there's so many tips to help you paint like a pro and just make the job easier.
Right.
And that's another great one right there. Head over to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions, and you can see over 550 video versions of Simple Solutions. You'll be there all day long. But when you look at a few of these and everything, then they better get ready for you at the next little cocktail party you go to, because you're gonna have so much information. Someone will say, "Yeah, I'm having trouble with that door." Well, let me explain to you what you do on that particular door. See?
It's there you go.
A wealth of information. Speaking of wealth of information, we certainly hope you have an opportunity to see the Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. We're in 92% of the country, so a very good chance that you will be able to see it this week. It's something we call a closet divided. Now, you got to be pretty adventurous when you're married to have the same closet, or essentially the same closet space, with just one wall down the middle. But the way the builder set up the closets are pretty standard for both sides. They're all the same. Well, people are different. Certainly, husband and wives are different, and the needs are different. Well, we customize this closet just for each of them. Chelsea helped the lady of the house. I helped the man of the house, and everybody ended up very happy. I'd love for you to see the innovative laundry chute that we put in, that actually we were lucky that one of the walls were common to the washer and dryer area of the house. We were actually able to cut a hole in the wall, put a cabinet door on there, and create a linen closet with a pass-through for the dirty laundry. And it worked out very, very well. You'll have to see that, along with some of the very simple ways that we took lumber and trim that you can go right to Home Depot and buy, and created these really customized cabinets. So again, go to todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see it in your area. And also, you know, we have over 500 episodes of the Today's Homeowner television show available right now for you to watch at todayshomeowner.com, or you can check them out on our YouTube channel. And also we have different shows airing on Xumo, Crackle, Tubi, Freevee, Pluto, and Roku. So plenty of opportunities for you to check us out on TV, and we certainly appreciate you checking us out here on radio. That pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. We certainly want to hear from you anytime that you'd like to reach out to us. You can send us that email at todayshomeowner.com/ask, or you can pick up the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, call the Today's Homeowner hotline, 800-946-4420. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host Joe Truini. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.